Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Vincent Xavier with New Wine Ministries in Temecula, California. I'm so glad that you tuned into this afternoon's radio broadcast. Genesis chapter 19, verse 1. And there came two angels to Sodom at even. And Lot said in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them. And he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and you shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, Nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him, and entered into his house. And he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot, and said unto him, Where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold now, I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing. For therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, Stand back. And they said again, This one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now will we deal worse with you than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand, and pulled Lot into the house to them, and shut to the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides? Son-in-law, and thy sons, and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spoke unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon his hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth, and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain, escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, O, not so, my lord. Behold, now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life, and I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me, and I die. Behold, now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. O, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou become thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land of the plain, and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham, and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt. And so, let's go now to 2 Peter and look at the words of the Apostle Peter concerning this matter. We begin in 2 Peter chapter 2. And it says in verse 4, "For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly." In verse 6, "And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, and seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds." Now turn with me to Jude, and it says in the book of Jude, beginning in verse 5, "I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the hand of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, under the judgment of the great day." Verse 7, "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." Ladies and gentlemen, the Word of God declares that both Sodom and Gomorrah were example cities of what would happen to any person or city or nation that would follow their example. And what did happen to them? They were destroyed. You see, what is happening in the state of California right now is following the example of what was taking place in Sodom and Gomorrah. I do not believe that when Lot entered into Sodom and Gomorrah, that things were the way they were by the time the angels came. Things happen slowly. They happen progressively. It's one law after another law. A little here, a little there. There's a Sheila Kuhl, an outspoken lesbian, who authors a bill and takes 7 years to do it, finally gets a governor in the land that will accept her bill and pass it into law. AB 394, SB 777, back in October 2007, activated January 2nd, 2008, now law in the state of California. Study the bills and find out what they are. A few months later, the Judicial Supreme Court of the state of California usurped their authority over the will of the people in the state of California. Back in 2000, the citizens of California voted against gay marriages in the state of California, so a ban was put upon them. Now, instead of having another vote of the people, we have presupposed through our newspaper articles that most of the people in California favor gay marriages. However, the people were never given an opportunity to vote. The judges, the princes of this state, and those around the United States, but specifically in California, have usurped the authority over the will of the people and have made a law breaking a ban which will usher in the ancient powers of Sodom and Gomorrah that led to their insanity, their crazed, profane actions, that even angels were the target of their profanity. Now, we also know that Jesus Christ said in verse 36 of Matthew 24, But of that day and hour knows no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. It also speaks about as in the days of Lot. See, Jesus understood that as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the last days. And what is happening right now, ladies and gentlemen, why you're listening to this program, is that even as God sent two angels to Sodom and Gomorrah to destroy it, so God is also warning his people in the state of California who are laboring under the curse of the judicial tyranny in the state of California to get out. And let me explain to you why God is going to destroy California. God is going to overthrow California. Why? Because the judicial, legislative, governmental parts of the state of California have brought forth evil into the land. They again have not given the people an opportunity to vote as what a democratic society is called to do. Ladies and gentlemen, what is happening before our eyes is eerie, but as I have said in times past, and I will say it again, what is more eerie is that there is silence. Silence that is so deafening by the Christian community and by the citizens of the state of California that it sends literal shockwaves through my system, and it should send shockwaves through yours. It says of Lot that he was vexed every single day by the filthy conduct of the wicked. I wonder how many Christians today are vexed by what is taking place in the state of California and what will eventually spread throughout the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, again, I am warning you, and I am sent to this radio program to do this. I'm convinced that it is time for the people to go out. It is time for the citizens of California who would live and not die in the coming storm upon this state to get your things and go. Do not linger as Lot lingered. Yes, God is merciful. Yes, God will send angels to grab some by the hand. But I would remind you of the terrible situation in Germany several years ago when there was a great trumpet sounding and a warning and an alarm telling the Jews to get out of Germany and Europe, get out. Some converted everything that they had into diamonds and got on planes and trains and left. Others waited around and wound up leaving, just barely escaping the great destruction by the skin of their teeth, and others refused. And it was as the sons-in-laws of Lot who said, "It sounds like a man who mocks." They just said that he sounded like a crazy man, these sons-in-laws. Well, this is the tragedy of what is happening in California. Again, if the citizens of the state of California will not gather themselves together, which they will not, it's obvious that the citizens of California will do nothing because they are steeped in prosperity, they are drowned in perdition, they are so lukewarm that they are fatted calves being led to the slaughter. You see, it's an interesting scripture in Isaiah chapter 30. It talks about the day of slaughter, when the towers fall. You know, on 9/11/2001, when the towers fell, God immediately directed our attention to scriptures like those in Zephaniah chapter 1 and Zephaniah chapter 3 about the towers that are falling, and yet it was called a day of slaughter. And I believe that the masses are being led to the slaughter because the advancement of the homosexual agenda is the last stage to the collapse of every nation throughout history. All you have to do is look at history and say, "Oh, we've got some time anyways." Well, listen, God says in Romans chapter 9, he's going to cut his work short in the last days. In other words, we're coming to the bottleneck of all things. The day of the Lord is at hand, and the righteous judgment is sure to come. Now, I'd like to read to you something that came across my desk this week, and it's titled, "America, America. Many enemies, many, many trying to get in. America, America, you are filled with sin. Guilty Guilty you stand before me. You are weighed in the balance and greatly found wanting. If you do not turn from your sin, my protection over you shall subside, and the enemies will come inside. For I've cried out to you, but you would not hear me, for you no longer love, honor, or fear me. Judgment, judgment, judgment is standing at your door. It's standing at your door. Yet will you sin more and more? You go on as if nothing is wrong. Enemies, 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 they all want in. America, America, you are filled with sin. You have exchanged my glory and my truth for a lie. You have cast my word and every restraint aside. Turn away from your sin. Turn away. Pray, pray. Seek my face and I will turn your enemies away. I will not let them in. Free yourself, America. Turn from your sin. Turn from your perversions, your lusts and greed. Humble yourselves and cry out to me. Choose life and not death. For the cries of the unborn are calling out to me. The blood you have shed is knee-deep. Turn, turn, or you will see blood run in your streets. Turn Roe versus Wade, or for all these lives you will surely pay. For as you have sown much death, so shall you reap. Judgment is waiting, judgment is waiting, while you keep on debating. Turn, 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 or you will see your cities burn. There shall be bloodshed and war in your streets, for without my defense you will see defeat at the hands of your enemies. The towers were just a warning. The towers, New Orleans, New York City, the natural disasters, fires, floods, and droughts, these are just the beginning of sorrows, warnings I am giving to you this hour. Why do you not heed? Why do you harden your heart? Why do you not turn and cry out to me? Hear my cry, for I long to shed my grace on thee. I want to show you my goodness and my mercy, but what else can there be? If you will not heed my warnings, my judgments must come. They will run, they will be swift and sure indeed. They shall be swift, they shall be sure. Who can endure? For I am the God of all the earth, the wind and the sea at my command. They all obey me. Natural disasters will be multiplied unto thee, because I have seen your sin and unrepentant heart. For you must turn and repent, or I shall take your glory and your wealth from you, and you shall no longer be great. For in my hands, America, I hold your fate. For I can cause your markets to fall in a day. All that you trust in will dissipate. I cry out to you this last time, turn, turn, turn. Repent, repent, repent. You must turn from your sin, then I could begin to heal and restore you. I long to show you my mercy, but you have turned me away again and again. Away from your schools, away from your children. You have turned me away from rule, from your government. You have rejected me, and you have given place to other gods. So now, if you do not repent, I will leave as you have asked. My protection shall leave you, my goodness and mercy shall leave, and my glory shall leave you. You shall be left to your own ways. The enemies will come in, and the devastation and destruction will begin. America, 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 I am your defense. Only you must turn from your sin. Turn back to me, and I will heal you, and I will help you, and I will cover you, and show you my glory. Humble yourself under my mighty hand as you did when you were young. Put no other gods before me, then I will come and heal your land. This is my final cry to you. America, what will you do? For the sake of your children, turn back to me, or all this devastation they shall see. I cry out to you, turn back to me. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a prophetic word, a prophetic song that was sung over this nation from a heart that just is longing to see the truth of God prevail in this nation once again. After reading that, after reading the newspapers last week, after watching the decisions that are being made in New York City, the great battle that's about to rage, the silence of the church, the silence of the people and then the nation, I cannot but tell the American population that great, massive burning will happen within this nation very soon. I would tell, once again, the citizens of California, seeing that you choose to be silent, seeing that in just a few short days, unless a ban comes again, unless a stay on the decision takes place, The first marriage license to be given is the opening of a door to satanic evil spirits that people have no idea how violent, how perverse, how dark, how evil these spirits are, that we are opening the gates to. And yes, for 40 years, we've been opening the gates to much that is evil and contrary to the will of God. But you must understand, we just began 40 years ago to pour into the cup. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the cup now is full, even overflowing. And the hand of God is putting the cup to this nation and is going to force her to drink what she has sown. It's true. California judges, the Supreme Court judges, elected, appointed supposedly by the people, have usurped their authority over the will of the people. They hate God. They hate the Word of God. And they do not care about the people in this state. Because if they cared at all, they would know the righteous judgment of God is inevitable. And so I could only cry out to you as the angels did in the book of Genesis to Lot, get out. God is going to destroy California. God is going to destroy the cities in California. They will burn for sure. They will burn. And I say unto you, get out while there's time. Get your things together. Do not linger long. Make sure you go out with enough provision. You're hearing a warning now. Get out of California if that law is not stayed. Get out. Get out. That's the word of the Lord. It can't be any clearer. And as the sons-in-law said to Lot, you sound like a crazy old fool. You're an alarmist. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if I'm an alarmist, so be it, because I will sound the alarm. You cannot convince me that these kinds of laws will be passed in the state of California or in the United States without judgment hitting severely. It's just a matter of time. You see, Ted Kennedy, the senator of Massachusetts, is now suffering with brain cancer, and his state was the only state that had these unions. He opened the door. Well, his day of accountability is coming. It took some time, but the eastern seaboard of the United States has been hit furiously in the last 7 years. Well, wait till you see what's about to happen on the West Coast. I hope that you see it from afar. I am. My family will. Our congregation will. We will finish our work until God says go. But right now we're here to blow the trumpet, to sound an alarm, to say what the Word of God says. An example of Sodom and Gomorrah. It was given with warning. Ladies and gentlemen, the second coming of Jesus Christ is near. If you are caught in the sins of adultery, fornication, sexual perversity, you could know one thing. It's not just your flesh. It's a spirit. It's been sent out by the evil one himself. Jezebel has taken control of the minds of the governor, the leaders of California, the legislators, the lawmakers, the judiciary. I'm telling you that the evil one has planted his people in key positions, and they are prevailing. Well, there's one other thing we could do. People like you and me who love the Lord, we could run for offices, we could run for government, we could run for different positions within Sodom. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't think that they're going to vote us in. I believe that this kingdom that we live in, this world in which we live, is about to collapse. Babylon must burn with fire. Sodom and Gomorrah must be destroyed. Out of the ashes shall arise the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, the kingdom of Jesus Christ, where he appoints the kings and priests and the governors. He appoints those who will rule with him. It's to him we give our allegiance. It's to Jesus Christ and his kingdom. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not his kingdom. California, America is not the kingdom of God. Do not be deceived when you hear prophets say, America is the light of the world and the salt of the earth. That is malarkey, baloney, fried baloney, a lie, a deceit by prophets who are getting gain for themselves. No, America is not the kingdom of God. America is not the light of the world. And America is not the salt of the earth. The church is called to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Israel was called to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. It's not anymore. Don't you think for a moment that natural Israel is the light of the world. It is not, for the light of Christ has been rejected and extinguished, and until they turn to the Lord, there shall be no favor from God. No, the ecclesia, the called out ones, the believers, the body of Jesus Christ is the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Don't give that truth away. That is your salvation. That is who you are. As a believer in Jesus Christ, you let your light shine. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. And right now it's getting very dark. Very, very dark. Jesus said, work while there's light, because the darkness comes wherein no man will be able to work. Oh yes, ladies and gentlemen, very, very dark season is upon us. Very, very dark season is upon the inhabitants of America, state of California. I know that there will be those who will mock. There will be those who say, you sound like a madman, an old fool, an alarmist. You're going to have the responsibility of people moving. Yeah, well, if the responsibility on my hands is warning people to get out of the state of California, then so be it. So be it. I would rather be judged by God for telling people to move than saying nothing and having them destroyed. I hope you won't be destroyed in the coming flood. You've been warned. I close with this final word written by Dmitri Dudeman many years ago concerning the United States of America. He said, everything is ready to happen right now. It will be on a day just like today. In one day, America will burn. It will be a surprise attack, just like Pearl Harbor, except this time America will be the target of nuclear weapons. It will happen when we least expect it. Only it will be in your city or a place near you. As Americans, our only hope is to turn away from sin to a new life in Jesus Christ. God is not asking us to do hard things, but to stop lying, cheating, stealing, and sinning in all possible ways. If you are a Christian living in sin, you must put an end to it today. Tomorrow will be too late. Just say to God from your heart that you are sorry for what you have done in disgracing the name of God and Jesus to all those around you, through them seeing you living in sin. Ask Jesus to come into your heart and make you clean. God never gets tired of forgiving. It doesn't matter what you have done in the past, but now go and do not sin anymore. If you have never prayed to receive the Holy Spirit, then pray every day without ceasing. He will replace the emptiness inside of you with peace, love, and joy. He will guide you in all truth, comfort you in your times of distress, and help you say no to sin. Many who carry the name of Christian are overcome by greed, fornication, drunkenness, and a pursuit for great wealth. Those who live in defilement and meditate upon evil things will have no escape. Ladies and gentlemen, this was written by Dmitri Dudeman, a prophet sent from God to the United States from Romania. You have heard the word. I tell you, you have heard the word of the Lord. What will you do with it? It shall come to pass. This is Pastor Vincent Xavier. Until we meet again, God bless you.